You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 18, Waterloo Sunset by The Kinks. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. Today, we're taking a look at the Kinks' Waterloo Sunset, a song that writer Ray Davies has admitted is somewhat autobiographical. We'll talk about the minimalist yet picture-painting lyrics in just a moment, but first, here's a little background on the Kinks. At the heart of the band are brothers Ray and Dave Davies, who were raised in Muswell Hill, London. The brothers had music in their blood and started playing skiffle and rock and roll music. They were soon joined by Ray's schoolmate, Peter Quaife, and after christening themselves as the Ravens, added Mickey Willett on drums. Their demo tape managed to find its way to American record producer Shel Talmy, who also worked with the Rolling Stones in their early years. With Shel's help, the band recorded their first single, a cover of Little Richard's Long Tall Sally in January 1964, and changed their name to The Kinks. Their first single failed to chart, as well as their second single, You Still Want Me, but their third single launched them into fame. The song was You Really Got Me, and this song defined their early sound and laid the groundwork for a career that would carry them for decades, despite living in the Beatles and the Rolling Stones' shadows. Their recording and touring throughout 1964 was relentless, but at the end of their summer 1965 American tour, the band was dealt a savage blow. For unspecified reasons, the Kinks were prohibited from touring the U.S. for 4 years, cutting them off from a major music market and its venues, as well as some of rock and roll's best years in America. After a few more albums, which did very well in the U.K., the Kinks released the single Waterloo Sunset, which reached number 2 in the UK singles charts and demonstrated Ray's more personal, introspective songwriting, which had been gaining momentum during the previous recordings. Dirty old river, must you keep rolling, rolling into the night. People so busy, make me feel dizzy, taxi light shines so bright. But I don't need no friend. As long as I gaze on Waterloo sunset, I am in paradise. Every day I look at the world from my window. Ray had begun writing the track several years before the band actually recorded it. Originally, the song was to be titled Liverpool Sunset, but the name was changed to not sound like a ripoff of the Beatles' Penny Lane. The plot of the song is a simple one. The narrator, looking out his window, watches the romantic encounters of a couple, Terry and Julie, at the Waterloo Underground Station and later the Waterloo Bridge. Initially, the assumption was made that the characters in the song were named after actors Terence Stamp and Julie Christie, but in recent interviews, Ray denies this, explaining that Terry and Julie are based on friends of his. Terry meets Julie, Waterloo Station, every Friday night. But I am so lazy, don't want to wonder, I stay at home at night. But I don't feel afraid. The inspiration for the song actually came to Davies from a personal experience when he was hospitalized for a length of time as a young boy and spent much of his time gazing out his hospital window at the activity on the street below. Waterloo Sunset is regarded as a milestone in Ray Davis' songwriting and was the first Kinks track to be solely produced by Davis without Shel Talmy.
Millions of people swarming like flies round Waterloo underground. But Terry and Julie cross over the river where they feel safe and sound. And they
The song has also proven to be an inspiration to other artists, most notably Bob Geldof and John Wesley Harding. Bob Geldof's 1987 track, Love Like a Rocket, offers the continuing story of Terry and Julie and their relationship 20 years later, with their love growing cold, as demonstrated by the lyric, "The Waterloo Sunset won't work for her anymore." And John Wesley Harding's In Paradise, from his 2005 New Deal album, offers a darker and more figurative continuation of the Terry and Julie characters, as the romantic London of the Waterloo Sunset days is replaced by the more modern and realistic image.
Everything's changed, and it's all for the best. And it's all gone according to plan. It's out in the open. Now it's all over. Three cheers for every woman and man. Terry and Julie still stand on the bridge, but only in our memory. Don't look to them to draw a conclusion. Just love them and set them free.
That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.